All right. So first day of mandatory minicamp. I told the players this, and really it's the case. It's really OTA 11 in my mind, because every time they come on the field with their helmets on, it's about the ball, it's about the ground, it's about getting yourself better. And they handled today just like they have the other OTAs. So good work. It was very competitive. You saw at the end there, every day we do a situation. Today was a two-point play. And the defense did a good job with those two-point plays today. So, take your questions.
This is your last, you guys have a long break after this. What do you want to get done this week?
Well, we want to continue to grow. And again, this is a continuation of the off-season program, the OTA segment, and then we add the mini camp to it. And the only thing different in my mind is it's mandatory. But we've had, like I said, we've had over 90%. You know, attendance throughout, so doesn't feel any different than any practice to me.
As a physical set, how's Odell doing and Landon Collins?
Yeah, well, they did well, and they both were out here today.
You had said a couple weeks ago Odell was pretty close to being fully cleared.
Yeah, he was out there today. He was cleared to train, and he did a good job.
If he was cleared, how come he didn't do team drills?
Well, everybody's at different phases of their, you know, training, and he was like a couple other guys that didn't do some team drills.
Does his contract situation have anything to do with why he's gone?
I'm not worried about it, neither is he. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I look at a player that loves football. He's out there right now doing his thing, and he wants to be here. And as the coach and the player, that's what we talk about.
Pat, is he doing everything you've cleared him to do and that you're asking him to do?
Yeah, he did a good job today. So he was cleared to be out there, and he practiced, and he did a good job.
Pat, when you say cleared,
cleared to practice.
Cleared to practice, but in a...
Let's not worry about it. He's cleared to practice, and that's what he was doing.
But there are different levels, as you said. Each player is different.
He's out there practicing. So if you all want to count the reps, go ahead. But he was out there practicing.
He's cleared for team reps?
He's cleared to practice. I don't necessarily think it helps anybody to play the word game here.
Do you anticipate him doing team drills at all this week?
We'll see.
Was the attendance perfect?
Today was, yes, today it was. It was excellent.
Pat, are you seeing the both sides of the ball? Are they playing faster, practicing faster than they were?
Yeah, to your point, I think what's important is, you know, it's about the ball, so you don't want the ball on the ground. It's about making sure, you know, you go through the fundamentals of your position. And I can tell that each time we go out there, both sides of the ball are playing faster.
How did Eli look?
Eli looked good today. Which one?
Eli.
I finally got my Eli straight. So, yeah, Eli looked very good today. He looked sharp. And, again, this is just a continuation of what we've seen to this point.
What is it about Eli that made it surprise you when you got here?
Well, I don't know. I was expecting to see a guy that was a two-time, Super Bowl winner. And so I guess I'm always surprised at how smart he is and how things, I don't want to say it comes easy to him because he studies, but he has a great feel for the game. And, you know, that great feel for the game is backed up by a heck of a lot of work. And so when you have that combination, a guy that can really see the game and then a guy that really works at it, then I think the sky's the limit.
Do you think you build something during this type of mini camp in terms of chemistry, in terms of attitude, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. This is the ultimate team game. So when we're all here as a team competing and getting better, then that's what you're looking for. So, you know, when I have team meetings, I talk about team things. When we're out here as a team, we work on team things. That's why the situational football is so important. That's why we ended with a two-point play today. You saw we practiced in the red zone. We practiced third down. So we try to build that team situational awareness of how the game is played and practice it. And so events like this are really, really important.
We haven't talked to you since the news came out about Dave Gettleman, mm-hmm. and what he's going to be dealing with. What changes for you, if anything, or what are your expectations? how that's going to work.
Yeah, no, Dave is going through his treatment, and I'm in close. You know, I talk to Dave daily, and he's just going through his treatment, and, you know, I'm out here coaching the team.
Does this minicamp give you an idea how much the team has learned in the sense that there are a couple of patterns right. where people seemingly ran the wrong routes today? I mean,
which ones? You got a better eye than I do.
All right. But I'm just saying, though, I mean, right. if you look at the film generally, do you have an idea how far,
sure.
much work they have
to We've do? Come a long way, to your point. I think, you know, there's hours and hours of work in the weight room, in the meeting room, and on the practice field. And when you watch a practice, I think it's important, you know, they're playing fast with, you know, no anxiety. And when a mistake occurs, which happens in practice, now, Jacksonville didn't see that mistake. So as long as we don't repeat it, then that's what practice is for. And so, you know, that's what you go through. They got to come out here and do it. And those mistakes that were made, and I noticed a handful, you know, and then there's some other things you didn't quite notice, you'll see on tape, you get them corrected and you move on. And so that's why you have to practice a team game.
How much does it help you? How much does it help you putting in your system to have someone like Eli with experience and what you said, the smarts?
Right. Well, any system. When you have a quarterback with that background and that skill set, it makes it much easier.
Pat, I know you said that you're not worried about Odell's contract situation right. at all.
You guys seem to be.
A little, yeah. It's a big concern.
Are you obviously, I think you said the other day that was the reason he was absent for the last couple of weeks. Do you think he's done a good enough job balancing that and his commitment to this team this spring? Are you satisfied with that, or did you want to see more?
What I'm concerned about as the coach is my relationship with him and him learning as much as he can through this offseason so that when we get going, he's ready to go. And then my job as a coach then, and our job as coaches, is to get him trained up and put him on the field. That's what we worry about. This isn't the first time in the NFL we've talked about a player in a contract. So we just keep moving. We keep developing our relationship within what's going on, and then we move forward. And that's where it's at.
It's good so far.
Yeah, it's been great.
When you mentioned previously about Eric Flowers when you studied him, and there were right. some things you liked about what he did. I think you mentioned toughness, you know, in some
right.
of the years.
Sure.
Do you see any of that? I don't know how much toughness you can see, but do you see the same player or a different player from what you studied to what you see under your?
Yeah, I see him improving, and I see a guy that enjoys training and. You know, he's fit in well with the new players on the offensive line, and he obviously has a relationship with the guys from a year ago. So I know he's a tough guy, and, you know, he's out there doing what we ask him to do, and he's improving, so beyond that.